Are you listening to me?
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 I don't know. I'm not even listening.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Listen.
Now listen up and listen good, everyone.
No, I'm not listening.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
I can't believe it. I mean, haven't even started the show, and my guest is already saying, don't show this side of my face because I got a bad tooth here, and it's got to be the other side. Or are you getting my good side for the Facebook live stream? Carly, you're a pain in the ass. We haven't even started the interview yet. You're already going that and the other. This is a prima donna. It's unbelievable. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us. Carly Dittmar is here, and she is with she gave me a list of things to say about her. Okay. Concerned Fulton resident, Fulton, a neighborhood in Wheeling. Carly Dittmar, a patriot activist. Is that a fair way of saying it?
That sounds
all
right.
All right. So she's our special guest here in studio. You can see the interview, the Facebook live stream. Just go to Dimitri. Dimitri's with three I's. D-I-M-I-T-R-I. The last name is Vassilaris. Rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V.
to it.
And you can hear me on these great radio stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality, and Dimitri live and dangerously local, now the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. All right, so later on we're going to be talking about these Marxist misfits, these bitter anti-Trumpers who are holding yet another propaganda protest in Wheeling this weekend. And Channel 7, of course, more than happy to publish any kind of propaganda against Trump. Same thing with the newspapers. The one picture they used of Donald Trump in one of their stories is him with his hair all over the place and him doing like a Nazi salute. That's how much billionaire Bob hates, absolutely hates Donald Trump. Billionaire. I mean, obviously, he, you know, he'll get the money. But in this first hour here, we got Carly Dittmar and did you just clear your throat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She is from Fulton. She's a lovely human being. We've had her on a number of times. Patriot activist, gets involved in lots and lots of local issues. Very aggressive when it comes to the problems with the homeless, the vagrants who are camping everywhere, it seems, these days. City doesn't seem to care at all about them. I mean, it's just utter chaos. She's gone out there and documented everything with her camera, lots and lots of pictures. Something that the legacy media should be doing here in the Valley. The newspapers, the TV stations, none of them do it because they don't want to show you the real story. But this woman here has done more journalism with her iPhone. By the way, how old is that thing? Jesus.
Oh, I just drop it daily.
This is unbelievable for her Facebook friends. Take a look at this. Look at this thing. Look, my God.
I'm tripping over my dogs all day long.
Oh, blame the dogs. Now, how many times have you tripped over this thing? How old is this thing? What is it, a 4?
No, it's a 16.
No way. Oh, no way. Are you serious? This is a 6. What the hell do you do to this phone?
I'm a busy woman.
Jeez, God almighty.
It'll be replaced before long.
It'll be replaced by the end of the show, the way it looks like here. In any event, so Carly Dittmar, very special guest, lovely lady, and really, really, really concerned about Wheeling and with the latest pictures. I mean, it's just so disgusting. It's just so utterly disgusting. And I'm so frustrated because of, once again, the city not doing anything regarding these people. So first, tell me, how are you doing since the last time we met? I know you're falling apart physically. You're getting arms replaced
knees are okay.
They are?
Yeah, the knees are fine.
Okay, well, of course, it's only Monday. you're going in for some more surgery because you're falling all apart.
I'm going to have shoulder replacement.
Okay, fine. And you were also dead once, too, right?
I was dead for 7 minutes.
7 minutes. By the way, I meant to ask you about that. Mm-hmm. We'll get to the homeless.
Okay.
When you were dead, this fascinates me, this subject, because there are an awful lot of people who have had essentially near-death experiences.
Right.
And they all pretty much say the same thing. And I've read story after story after story. I've read this book, Proof of Heaven, with this doctor who was a brain surgeon who had a near-death experience for about a week, grand mal syndrome
seizures.
An unbelievable story. In any event, you were dead for 7 minutes. What did you experience when you were dead?
Saw nothing.
Really? No That's light at the first end of the tunnel?
No light, no welcoming committee.
No, well, for you, I can understand
That's
that.
What I said.
Like, oh, it's Dittmar, forget that.
They just weren't ready. No, people think I was brought back to finish this mission.
I believe that.
But I slept for 2 days. They weren't even sure I was going to wake up.
Really?
And then if she does wake up, they told my daughter she'll probably be disabled in some way. I woke up, I said, I'm hungry, I want Jell-O now.
Wow. But you remember nothing?
No, I don't remember driving to MedX. I don't remember getting dressed. I don't remember hitting the floor.
And then, no light at the end of the tunnel?
Nothing.
None of that stuff?
I thought when I woke up in the hospital, that's where I live, because nobody sits you down and tells you what happened.
Holy cow.
Oh, you're so lucky to be alive. You should be so...
Oh, I am. I'm very grateful.
Yeah. I'm like, well, don't I live here?
Yeah. Wow. But you didn't... You don't recall experiencing anything?
Nothing.
That's really weird.
Nothing.
Wow. Okay. Well, I just wondered. That's the first thing
people want to know
about. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, because it's the most fascinating thing.
Right.
And everybody else says, wonderful experience, very calm, and no pain, no nothing. I mean, everybody says the same thing.
Yeah, it's just a total blank for me.
Okay, but that means also you didn't experience any pain.
Well, that's why they said I can't remember. The pain was so horrific that's keeping me from remembering.
The pain while you were alive.
Because somebody said they called me, and I said, can you call me later? I'm having severe chest pains. I'm going to my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God they told me that.
Sure.
Because everything was a blank.
My God. Anyway, well, it's great that you're here. I'm glad
that you're here.
So you intrigue me for a number of different reasons, not the least of which is your activism. Patriot activist here in Wheeling. And in Wheeling, there are some Democrats. I mean, they're not a lot, but boy, does the media love them. Oh, my God. You get a couple hundred of them together.
And I hate to think the ones that are in charge of our education department.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we go on forever with that. But wait, let's talk about the homeless here, because you go out there and you document this stuff. You show people.
You have to. And I ask people that work in the city building, what do you think? Oh, I've never been there.
No.
I said it should be mandatory that you're there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell the listeners about this camp. It's not that far from you, right?
It's a block and a half.
Okay. And how do you get there from Fulton?
Where Ace Garage is. Pass Ace Garage, go across the bridge. It's next to the old Blonox Foundry, the Peninsula Cemetery. It's the dump site for the city of Wheeling. That's why when you look in, you're thinking, oh, this looks great. There's nothing there. They've hidden them clear in the back. And then there's so many tents. I went down there the first time when that car went over the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
And the debris and the mess that those emergency vehicles had to drive through. They had to move tents. They drove over clothes.
Was that a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
You know, I think I drove. Was that like on a...
I don't remember what day it was on, but okay. I made sure I went down to see what was going on.
Because I was driving back from the library one evening and going on that ramp to get to the Wheeling Tunnel.
Right.
By the way, what a filthy thing that is. Jesus, it's unbelievable. It's so dirty. And as I was going up the ramp, you could see... The homeless camp.
You can
which
see
is,
everything. They see their lights on at night.
And you would, and I saw the police cars, the squad cars,
E-cars,
but also fire trucks. And I was thinking to myself, what the hell's going on
they
there?
They were
right
all
now?
Down there in that homeless camp.
My goodness. Now, you can't blame the homeless for a car
going over. Oh, no,
okay.
But what the mess it was to get through to get these people out of the creek.
Yeah.
You know.
Goodness gracious. So when you, how many times have you gone there taking pictures?
I've been to this one 3 times and I was at 18th Street twice.
Okay, the 18th Street is the new flop house?
No, that's the Life Hub is where they're staying now. And they kept it open a little bit longer because of this bad weather.
What?
And they told me it is packed. It's overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that would happen because during this accident, the weather was beautiful.
Right.
People were setting up camps down there like it was Jamboree set up.
Yep.
And I even checked with the people a couple days ago. They're not from Wheeling. Missouri, North Carolina. The closest to Wheeling was Charleston, West Virginia.
Wait a minute. How do you know this?
I ask them.
You ask the homeless?
Where are you from?
And they tell you.
Yeah, I have no problem with these people. I tell them, I'm trying to get you help. Not this kind of help.
Right.
I said, has anybody been here since this water is rising? No, we haven't seen anyone. I said, the moms for the homeless? Nobody's been here. I said, well, you've got debris, and now you're setting up tents on that creek bank right up next. I said, they're going to float away. And
you're trying to help these people.
I want to get them real help. There's a woman that lives at the towers next to the Wheeling Tunnel. They put some of these people in there for a year.
A year?
Take them out for 3 months, put them right back in.
Why did they take them out for 3 months and put them back in?
She doesn't know. It must be a time limit. So then they just move them somewhere else, temporarily, probably the Life Hub. Then they bring them right back. She said, we've got drugs, we've got alcohol, we've got crazy people, we've got needles, hordes of people. She said, we pay to live here.
Crazy sex, I imagine, there, too, with these people, too, because
well,
they do everything
I'm
else.
Well, I'm telling you, regardless of people saying they don't get the calls, we have heard calls that there are rapes going on in these camps. And people text me about everything.
And you've spoken to people first who have firsthand knowledge?
Who are listening to the scanner.
Oh, okay. So there are getting reports.
That there are rapes.
Anybody ever charged that you know of?
Not that I know of, because if you ask them, they say, oh, we never got any of those calls. See, I don't know who works for who. I know the city manager works for the city council.
Right.
We'd get so much more done if it was the other way around.
Oh, Bob Heron's fine, yeah. But he's got to deal with these lunatics.
I'm telling you, I couldn't. Does the police department work for the city council?
Well, they all do. Everybody works.
That's why in all these states that you hear that the police have their hands tied.
Right. It's,
because the first time I went to the drag show, it was because I heard that the police just looked the other way. And I said, what else can they do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was your concern, was the children being exposed to X-rated.
Yes, that was a mess.
Horrible.
That was a mess.
Horrible.
And I heard they're hell-bent on protesting this year, so I already emailed them, you better pay attention to who you're giving permits for, mm-hmm. because most of these people are from out of town. They don't care about Wheeling.
Right. A lot from Morgantown, I think, right?
Well, a lot from Morgantown, but I see Pennsylvania driver's license. Or
really?
Drivers, yeah,
plates. Back when you interview the homeless people, and they're from Missouri and everywhere else, do you ask them why they came to Wheeling?
Hard times.
Well, there are hard times everywhere.
That's what I said. You're bringing your problems everywhere you go.
But why did they come to Wheeling?
That's what somebody else asked. I think they just check out where maybe somebody previously has gone and see everything that they can get.
Mm-hmm.
Wheeling's like a welcome mat.
Yeah.
But then now you see these children. I heard this ruckus, and there were three guys on bikes, a guy walking, and a woman with a baby in a stroller at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Where is this now?
Right in front of my house on Fulton Street.
How do you know they're homeless?
I've got the same pictures of the people walking the streets that I have down at the homeless camp. That's another reason I went down when I saw that baby stroller. It's down there at the homeless camp.
All right, now, question, because we know these people are, you know, have all this stuff. Was there a baby in the baby stroller, or was it one of their dogs, or was it?
It was a baby in a baby stroller. They walked right past my house.
3 a.m.
Well, the one that toddler that was about 3 years old was 3 o'clock in the morning, and then another one that was about the same age was about midnight with one woman alone walking the streets. But no, this baby in the stroller doesn't even walk.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah. And what are they doing? They're not going towards the homeless camp. They're leaving the homeless camp at night.
Going where?
I imagine with all these bicycles and things that you see there. And my landscaper neighbor saying everything's gone. This one guy had a wheelbarrow the other day. Like they don't have enough junk. He's hauling in more.
More with Carly Dittmer, patriot activist from Fulton.